Goals was written by Brian Tracy and published by Barrett Kohler, copyright 2003. Brian Tracy is a renowned sales trainer, motivational speaker, and author of numerous books, including Advanced Selling Strategies, summarized by Soundview in 1995.
The most important quality you can develop for lifelong success is the habit of taking action on your plans, goals, ideas, and insights. In Goals, renowned business strategist and motivation expert Brian Tracy provides you with the essential steps for setting and achieving goals, and for living a successful professional and personal life as a result. By practicing these rules and principles, you can accomplish more in a shorter period of time than you ever thought possible.
In Goals, Tracy teaches you how to identify, in clearest terms, the things you want out of life, then how to make the plan to help you achieve those things. He covers the psychology and even the physiology at work behind the goals we set for ourselves. He shows you how to eliminate obstacles and become unstoppable in the pursuit of your dreams and vision. Tracy shows you how goal setting and achieving is a process you can use again and again to reach ever higher levels of income, success, and personal fulfillment.
This summary of goals by Brian Tracy is divided into three parts. In the first part, we look at how to set the stage for achieving your goals. The second part covers getting off the ground. Finally, in the third part, we show you how to hit your stride.
Here is Brian with a summary of his book, Goals.
How do you set the stage for achieving your goals? First, you must decide to take charge and create your own future. In a study done in New York several years ago, researchers discovered that the top 3% of people in every field had a special attitude that set them apart from the average performers in their industries. These people viewed themselves as self-employed throughout their careers, no matter who signed their paychecks. They saw themselves as responsible for their companies, exactly as if they owned the companies personally. You should do the same. From this point forward, see yourself as the president of your own personal services corporation. View yourself as self-employed, in charge of your life and career. Set goals, make plans, establish measures, and create strategies just as the president of a company would. Market yourself well, enabling you to sell yourself for the very highest price in a competitive market. Know also how much of your services you want to sell, how much you want to earn, how rapidly you want to grow your income, and how much you want to be worth when you retire. This kind of financial strategy is up to you. You are responsible for that and all other aspects of your personal corporation. You are, after all, the president. Now, what I found is that most people don't take charge and set clear goals for their lives because they are dragged down by negative emotions. Negative emotions hold you back and take away all the joy in your life. You must free yourself from such negativity, fear, self-pity, jealousy, anger, and other pessimistic, ultimately harmful emotional reactions if you're going to fulfill your full potential. So, start by identifying in your life one or more of the sources of negative emotions. These sources include, first of all, justification. You can only be negative or unhappy as long as you can justify that you are entitled to be angry or upset for some reason. As soon as you stop justifying and giving reasons why you're entitled to be angry, your anger and your negative emotions disappear. A second reason for negative emotions is rationalization. When you rationalize your negativity, you attempt to give a socially acceptable reason for feeling bad or unhappy. You create ways of putting your negative emotions in a favorable light by explaining how they're acceptable. After all, I'm entitled. I deserve it. This person did that, somebody else did this, and so on. Stop rationalizing your negative emotions, especially the events that cause you to feel negative. A third reason for negativity is hypersensitivity. Some people base their entire self-image around the opinions of others, maintaining little sense of self-worth and leaving themselves prone to anger, shame, embarrassment, and even depression. Remember, what other people think of you has no effect on you at all unless you allow it to have effect. Remember, Eleanor Roosevelt once said that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. The last part that causes negative emotions is what we call the blame game. Remember, no one else is responsible for your lot in life or for the emotional reactions you have to various aspects of life. You are not a victim. So stop complaining, stop blaming, stop making excuses, and start taking charge of your life. When you accept full responsibility for your life, only then can you start to set goals and move ahead rapidly. Once you've decided to take charge of your life, the next step is to clarify your values and find your purpose. The very core of your personality is your values. Everything you do on the outside emanates from the values you have on the inside. Think of your personality as a target with 5 concentric rings. The very center ring is your values, the core of your personality. Your values determine the next ring, your beliefs about yourself and the world around you. If you have positive values, you will believe others are deserving of those values, and you will treat them accordingly. Your beliefs, in turn, determine the next ring out, which is your expectations. If you have positive values, you will believe yourself to be a good person. If you believe yourself to be a good person, you'll expect good things to happen to you, which will result in your having a positive, cheerful outlook on life. Your expectations form and determine the next ring, which is your attitude. Your attitude is the outward manifestation or reflection of your values, beliefs, and expectations. If you have a positive attitude, others will be drawn to you, and you'll be more likely to find success. Finally, your attitude determines the fifth ring, your actions. You are happiest when your outside actions are congruent with your values on the inside. And you always demonstrate your true values in your actions, particularly your actions under pressure. Since you become what you think about most of the time, a major definite purpose gives you a focus for every waking moment. Having a major definite purpose helps activate your subconscious mind on your behalf. Any thought, plan, or goal that you can clearly define in your conscious mind will be brought into reality by your subconscious mind. Your major definite purpose can be defined as the one goal that is most important to you at the moment. It's usually the one goal that will help you to achieve more of your other goals than anything else you can accomplish. Here's an exercise to help you find your major definite purpose. First, take out a sheet of paper and write down, in the present tense, as though you had already achieved them, a list of 10 goals you'd like to accomplish in the foreseeable future. After you've written your goals, ask yourself which goal on the list, if you were to accomplish it immediately, would have the greatest positive impact on your life. In almost every case, this one goal is your major definite purpose, the one goal that can have the greatest impact on both your life and on the achievement of your other goals. Now, write this goal on a separate sheet of paper, along with everything that you can think of that you can do to achieve that goal. Then take action on at least one item on your list of activities. Think about your goal morning, noon, and night, continually looking for ways to achieve it. Next, analyzing your beliefs is also important in setting the stage to achieve your goals. Perhaps the most important of all mental laws is the law of belief. This law states that whatever you believe in with conviction becomes your reality. You don't believe what you see what you already believe. Viewing the world through a lens of beliefs, attitudes, prejudices, and preconceived notions. This is why all improvement in your life comes from changing your beliefs about yourself and your possibilities. Okay, the stage is set. You are now ready to get off the ground, to take definite forward steps toward achieving your goals. Once you've decided upon your values, vision, mission, purpose, and goals, the next step is for you to analyze your starting point. Exactly where are you today, and how are you doing in each of the important areas of your life, especially as they relate to your goals? If you want to lose weight, the very first thing you would do is weigh yourself to determine how much you weigh today. If you want to earn more money, the first thing you do is determine how much you're making right now. It's important to be as accurate as possible with these calculations. The more accurate you are, the better and faster you can improve, and the better goals you can set. Jack Welch, the former CEO of General Electric, once said that the most important quality of leadership is the reality principle. He defined this as the ability to see the world as it really is, not as you wish it were. He would begin every meeting to discuss a goal or a problem with a single question. What's the reality here? Peter Drucker refers to this quality as intellectual honesty, dealing with the facts exactly as they are prior to attempting to solve a problem or make a decision. If you want to be the best you can be and to achieve what is truly possible for you, you must be brutally honest with yourself and the point at which you are beginning to make the changes that will enable you to achieve great things. You must sit down and analyze yourself in detail to determine where you are today as well as what you must do to get to where you want to go. Measuring your progress is also a key to your success. There are three keys to peak performance in achieving your goals: commitment, completion, and closure. When you make a firm commitment to achieve a particular goal, you step on the accelerator of your subconscious mind, enabling you to become more creative, determined, and focused than ever before. You have to fight the temptations that keep you from completion of the tasks that lead to achievement. You must force yourself, discipline yourself to resist these temptations, and push through to completion. Bringing closure to an issue in your personal or professional life is absolutely essential for you to be in control of your situation. Lack of closure in the form of unfinished business or incomplete actions is a major source of stress, dissatisfaction, and even failure in business. As you move toward your goals, you will also need to eliminate the roadblocks that stand between them and you today. Even with all the preparation, analysis, and effort that goes into creating new goals, on average, people give up on their goals after one attempt at achieving them. Some do not even get that far, giving up before they even try once. The reason they give up is because of all the obstacles, difficulties, problems, and roadblocks that immediately appear as soon as one decides to do something one has never done before. Successful people try more things. They fall down, pick themselves up, and try again, over and over again, before they achieve what they set out to achieve. Unsuccessful people try a few things, if they try at all, and soon quit to go back to their previous path. There will always be obstacles that stand between you and anything you want to accomplish. Your ability to solve problems is essential in any successful endeavor, and you possess that ability if you desire the goal intensely enough. Nothing can hold you back. Elihu Goldratt opened a lot of eyes when he wrote about what he called the theory of constraints. This theory says that between you and anything you want to accomplish, there is a constraint or limiting factor that determines how fast you get to where you want to go. This theory rings true in so many aspects of our personal and professional lives. There are always bottlenecks that we must identify accurately, then focus all of our energies on alleviating them. The 80-20 rule applies to the constraints between you and your goals. 80% of your constraints will be within yourself. Only 20% will be outside of yourself, in other people and situations. It is you personally who is usually the major roadblock setting the speed at which you achieve a goal. You may be afraid to make a change or doubtful that you have the ability to really reach the goal. However, negative emotions like limiting beliefs can be unlearned. Have you ever seen a negative baby? Children come into the world with no doubts or fears or helpless feelings at all. They all learn to feel those emotions over time. And whatever has been learned can be unlearned through practice and repetition. After you've analyzed your starting point, measured your progress, and eliminated the roadblocks, you will be starting to hit your stride in achieving your goals. Once your goals are in place, there are a number of things that you can and should do to maintain the momentum of change and achievement, regardless of whether your goals are personal, professional, or both. Among these actions are managing your time, reviewing your goals daily, visualizing your goals continually, and persisting until you succeed. Let's consider the importance of each in the ongoing effort which you must engage to make all your dreams a reality. Let's start with managing your time well. To achieve all your goals and become everything you're capable of becoming, you must get your time under control. This is key to your feelings of happiness, confidence, power, and personal well-being. A sense of control is only possible when you practice excellent time management skills. The starting point of time management, once you've determined your goals, is the organization of your goals by priority and value. You must be clear at any given moment exactly what is most important to you at that time. Start by dividing all of your activities into A activities, those that move you towards your goal, and B activities, those that do not move you towards your goal. Eliminate any activity that does not help you achieve something you want for yourself or which will not lead you to success. Focus all your time on A activities. In addition to managing your time, you need to review your goals daily. Get a spiral notebook that you can keep with you at all times. Each day, open up the notebook and write down a list of 10 to 15 of your most important goals without referring to your previous list. Do this every day, day after day. As you do this, several remarkable things will happen. The first day you write down your goals, you will have to give it some thought and reflection. The second day you rewrite your list without referring to the first list, your 10 to 15 goals will change, both in description and order of priority. Over time, some goals will drop off the list, only to reappear at a more appropriate time. Each day that you write down your list of 10 to 15 goals, your definitions will become clearer and sharper until you are writing the same goals and same descriptions every day. About this time, which takes 3 to 4 weeks, something remarkable will happen in your life. It will take off. Your work and personal life will improve dramatically. Your mind will brim with ideas and insights. You will attract people into your life to help you to achieve your goals. You will make progress at a rapid rate. Everything will begin to change for you in a positive way. Put a deadline at the end of each goal to activate your subconscious mind's forcing system. Even if you don't know how the goal is going to be achieved, deadlines will spur you to actions, like an exclamation point after every goal. This exercise is a test, rewriting your goals every day. It's a test to determine how badly you really want to achieve these goals. The more you can discipline yourself to write and rewrite your goals each day, the clearer you will become about what you really want, and the more convinced you will become that it is truly possible for you. You should visualize your goals continually to keep yourself positive and moving forward. Your ability to visualize is perhaps the most powerful faculty that you possess. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. You are where you are and what you are today largely because of the mental pictures that you hold in your conscious mind. As you change your mental pictures on the inside, your world on the outside will begin to change to correspond to those pictures. Indeed, the most successful people are those who visualize the kind of success they want to enjoy in advance. A successful salesperson, for example, will visualize and remember previous successful sales presentations. A successful trial lawyer will visualize and remember his performance in court during a previous successful trial. Successful doctors will visualize and remember their successful treatments of patients in the past. Always visualize the very best you've done, and you'll repeat it in your future. And finally, persist until you succeed. Every great success in your life will represent a triumph of persistence. Your ability to decide what you want, to begin, and to persist through all obstacles and difficulties until you achieve your goals is the critical determinant of your success. Persistence is self-discipline in action. It is the true measure of individual human character. Persistence is, in fact, the real measure of your belief in yourself and your ability to succeed. In the later years of his life, Winston Churchill was asked to address a school class on what he believed to be the secret to his great success in life. His response was, "I can summarize the lessons of my life in 7 words. Never give in," he said. "Never, never give in." Thank you, and good luck.